Pache. If you could please stand with me for the reading of the scripture. I'm going to be talking out of Revelation 3, verse 19 to 20. If you're familiar with the scripture, this is the letter to the church of Laodicea. So if you have any idea how this goes, tonight's not going to be a soft message. But I'm not necessarily the most hardest man, so I won't make it too hard.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right. Revelations 3, 19 through 20. Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. Amen. You may be seated. So in this letter, God is saying that if he loves you, he rebukes you when you transgress. As it says, those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. If you have decided to follow Christ, if you have made that decision in your life, if you have decided to get baptized and to make the commitment to follow Christ your entire life, God is going to help you stay on that path, on a path of righteousness, on that narrow path. And he will instruct you and he will help you to stay on it, not to leave you confused and going on your own. He will be there with you every step of the way. It says in Psalms 32, verse 8, I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. When God is with you on that path of righteousness, he's going to instruct you and he will guide you. However, when you stumble in sin, he is not going to just stand by because he loves you. The Bible says he will rebuke you. Now, you might not know what rebuke means. Well, I've taken the time to look up the Webster's definition, as some speakers like to do, get very technical and academic about it. Rebuke means simply, according to Webster's, to criticize sharply. When you transgress as a believer and as a sinner, God will criticize you sharply. God is not just your friend. God is your father. And I imagine most of you here, I hope all of you here, have had parents. And when you do something wrong, they don't say, it's okay, you know, don't do it again. They tell you, what you did was wrong. You did a bad thing. And they don't just stop there if you've had a parent. They don't just tell you what you did was bad, and then they move on. There's a second part to it, isn't there? For me, it was quite often in my childhood where I had to get to that second part. God will discipline you, just like your parents. To rebuke is not enough. There has to be discipline. Note to parents, current parents, right now. There has to be discipline. Hebrews 12, verse 6 through 8. The Lord disciplines the one he loves, and he chastens everyone he accepts as his son. Endure hardship and discipline. God is treating you as his children. For what children are not disciplined by their father? If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are not legitimate, not true sons and daughters at all. To be a child of God is to have a title unlike any other, a title superior to any title. It is the ultimate honor. And if you experience hardships and difficulties, it can be that God is disciplining you. You ever noticed how when you're going through a tough time, as a Christian, as a follower, you pray more, you read the Bible more, you might come more often to Rugachune. It's not coincidental. Furthermore, God says, if you're sinning and you don't feel His rebuke, if you don't ever receive His discipline, you were never a child of God to begin with. You are illegitimate according to the Bible. So I ask you, as Paul wrote to the Corinthians, examine yourself. See if you are in the faith, if you are on the path of righteousness, if you can call yourself a child of God. Now, what I'm not saying is if you sin, there is no hope for you and you're going to hell. That would completely dismiss the concept of grace. But I am saying that to take this path, to decide to follow Christ, is not an easy path. It's not a walk in the park. The Bible says that this path is narrow, so narrow that few go through with it. That's why the Lord says, be earnest and repent. To those who feel and know in their hearts that there is a disconnection between them and God, who feel as if they're nowhere near that path of righteousness, God has something to say to you too in this passage. See, in this passage, God, as I mentioned earlier, is speaking to the church of Laodicea, a church that I can say resembles the modern day church in America and throughout the world a lot. In verse 16 of Revelation chapter 3, God tells him, you are neither hot nor cold. You are lukewarm, and because you are lukewarm, I spit you out. Right, this church, many of its people, they are one way in the church. They were hot, but outside they were cold. When you're one way here and you're one way outside, God hates that. And because if you're like that, it says in the Bible that God will spit you out. You have no place in His kingdom. God is a jealous God. He wants you so much. He doesn't need you, but He wants you. He wants to call you His child. He loved you so much, He sent His Son. I'm sorry for my verbal dyslexia. It's a problem that I've had my entire life. God sent His Son, Jesus, to die on a cross so that you would have a chance to spend eternity with Him. That's why even if you're not living for Him, even if you're far from Him, even if you turn your back to Him, beat Him with your sinful ways, He's still there. He's at your door, as it says in this final part. He's at the door of your heart, and He's knocking, and He's calling out to you. You could be doing it right now. He wants you. How much longer are you going to keep your back to Him? He's right there with His arms stretched out. He knows your sins. He knows what you've done. And despite all of that, He still loves you. Your sins are nothing compared to His power. He didn't say you have to come as a victor. He just said, come as you are. So that's why I'm saying to those people right now who feel like maybe they don't know their path, they don't know where they are in their walk, just come as you are. Answer Him. He's knocking. Amen.
God bless you.